Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines this evening. There has been a 7% fall in the number of homeless adults seeking emergency accommodation in the Northwest, and a 12% fall in the number of homeless children. Uisce Éireann have issued a boil water notice for customers in Buncrana supplied by the Slavery treatment plant. Met Éireann has issued a yellow weather warning for snow and ice in Donegal, predicting wintry showers with some snow accumulations. And 47% of cars that underwent the NCT in Donegal last year passed the first time round. These stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here with a sports update at around a quarter past five. But first, there's been a 7% fall in the number of homeless adults seeking emergency accommodation in the Northwest, and a 12% fall in the number of homeless children. Nationally, however, the numbers are up. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 164 adults were without a home in the region at the end of November, down 13 on the October figure of 177. That's a fall of just over 7%. Of those, 45 were in Donegal, down 10% from the previous month's figures. 30 families were registered as homeless in the Northwest at the end of November, down 5 from October, while the number of dependent children in need of accommodation was down 7 to 53. That's a fall of almost 12%. Nationally, 16,996 people were in emergency homeless accommodation in November. That's up 230 on the October figure. Of those, 5,321 were children. More details on our website, highlandradio.com.
Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien says the government is not doing enough.
In November, we saw an increase in the number of adults, families, children and single people officially classified as homelessness. That means we've seen an increase in homelessness of 11% over the last year and 14% for children, almost a similar number for pensioners. And it is utterly unacceptable that government continues to allow this crisis to get worse.
Uisce Éireann have issued a boil water notice for customers in Buncrana supplied by the Slavery treatment plant. Water must be boiled for drinking, food preparation, brushing of teeth and making ice cubes. Uisce Éireann says it's vital that water used for infant formula be boiled and cooled beforehand. Bottled water can be used, although it is best not to use water labelled as natural mineral water due to a potential high salt content. Local councillor Jack Murray says there is an alternative.
At this moment in time, well, between 3,500 and 4,000 premises in the Buncrana area have been served with a boil water notice. Thousands upon thousands of litres of clean drinking water is moving from the Eddie Fullerton Dam through the town of Buncrana and making its way to Letterkenny. While thousands in Buncrana town go without water, I think there should clearly be a mechanism by where that water can be redirected. Once the slavery plant failed, Eddie Fullerton, who it's named after, fought for years to get that dam built. So it's unthinkable that clean drinking water could now be moving from the Allies through Buncrana when the town is issued with a boil water notice. And I've put that to Irish Water, and I would hope that they will see common sense.
We've seen so many boil water notices imposed in Donegal and elsewhere over the years stretch out potentially for weeks and even longer. Is it your fear that if there isn't work done by Uisce Éireann now to actually divert the water, as you suggest, we could see a boil water notice in place for the long haul?
Yeah, and that is a worry, that this boil water notice could continue. But for any reason that the slavery plant fails, just before Christmas, most of Buncrana was without water for days because the plant had failed. And at that point still, there was water moving from the Eddie Fullerton Dam through the town of Buncrana and onto Letterkenny. And that's just not acceptable. So I think Irish Water have to put in a plan B if it's boil water notice, if it's a water outage of any cause, then it should be redirected from the Eddie Fullerton Dam to the town. I think about 10% of the water that's leaving that dam would be enough to supply the town of Buncrana, so I don't think it's much to ask at all.
More information is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Met Éireann has issued a yellow weather warning for snow and ice in Donegal, predicting wintry showers with some snow accumulations. This, they say, could lead to hazardous travel conditions and poor visibility. The initial warning is valid from 8 o'clock this evening. Cameron Clark has more.
A status yellow snow and ice warning comes into effect in Donegal from 8 p.m. tonight
until 11 tomorrow morning. The county will be subject to a similar warning again from 6 p.m. tomorrow evening until 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, along with Connacht, Monaghan, Louth and Cavan. A similar alert has also been issued at the same time on Sunday night into Monday morning. The rest of the country will be under a low temperature and ice warning from Saturday evening into Sunday morning, and again from Sunday evening into Monday morning, with Met Éireann forecasting temperatures could fall to between -2 and -4 degrees. It's warning of hazardous travelling conditions and poor visibility, with a risk of sharp or severe frost.
47% of cars that underwent the NCT in Donegal last year passed the first time round. 58,271 vehicles were tested, 46% failed, and 4,457 failed dangerously. Letterkenny facilitated the most tests at 26,742, followed by Donegal Town at almost 15,000. Cardonagh hosted 9,635 tests, and nearly 7,000 vehicles were tested at Derrybeg. Nationally, the failure rate was 51%. NT leader Pádraig Tobin says there may be a reason for the high fail rate.
I've no doubt that the backlog has meant that people didn't keep up with car repairs as they should, and they didn't have a target, a deadline to achieve their repairs as they should. And that's very, very problematic. And like, the truth of the matter is there's just far fewer road traffic guardie on the road. So therefore, people are more likely, unfortunately, to take chances.
There were no recorded road deaths in Derry City and Strabane from January 1st through October 31st in 2025. However, 48 people were seriously injured during the same period, and 412 people were recorded as slightly injured as a result of road traffic collisions. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council Paul Canning has highlighted the scale of investment that is going into different projects within Donegal. He was looking back on what he had deemed a successful 2025 under his and Councillor Niamh Kennedy's time representing the county. The projects mentioned are across different areas in Donegal.
In Letterkenny, you're the ATU, 100 million. With the new hospital, 40 million. With the Letterkenny Public Realm, 14.5 million. You have your Kellybeg Tourist Hub, 4 million. You have the Iron Moor, Burton Port, 6 million. Balba Bay, the Ritz, 9 million. The Lifford Riverine project, which will be launching on the 16th of January, 9 million. With the Alpha Beta building, 28 million. Letterkenny Innovation, 1.5 million. And with Fort Dunree, 19 million.
Donegal County Council says its commitment to arts in the county remains firm, particularly in terms of the needs of new communities. Donna Marie Doherty has been looking at the provisions for the arts in the council's budget for the coming year.
In its budget book, the council says the Letterkenny-based Regional Cultural Centre, one of the top-ranked art centres in Ireland, will continue to provide vital support to the county's cultural and creative ecosystem, delivering large-scale programmes of exhibitions, concerts, films, youth events, festivals, community events and intercultural events, engaging with both local audiences and visitors. The draft budget provides for over €1.6 million for the arts, with funding going to Angrenon Theatre, Abbey Arts Centre and strategic partnerships with other independent arts organisations, along with artists' bursaries, culture night, support for festivals and support for new artistic work. Funding is also pledged to the Errigal Arts Festival and the Donegal Bay and Blue Stacks Festival. The council says it will continue to develop and deliver arts programmes and initiatives through the Arts and Cultural Diversity Officer that reflect and speak to the ethnically diverse multicultural nature of today's Donegal and respond to the expressed needs of these new communities.
School principals say rising absenteeism is not just about missed school days, but the growing challenges children face when returning to the class. Over 9,000 referrals were made to TUSLA last year over poor attendance. Kyle Butler reports.
Principals say multiple factors contribute to chronic absenteeism, from anxiety and trauma to family difficulties or social struggles. Rachel Harper, principal of St Patrick's National School in Greystones, explains why this makes returning to school so difficult.
It could be some sort of family things that are going on, you know, divorce or a bereavance. You know, there can be so many different factors to it, or it can just be children disengaged from school. You know, they could be struggling with their social skills.
In the first 10 months of the 2024-25 school year, 132 court summonses were issued to parents over the attendance of 96 children. The 9,293 referrals to TUSLA last year include pupils from both primary and secondary schools, the highest in recent years.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a parked car was struck by another vehicle in the early hours of New Year's Day. At approximately 2 o'clock in the morning, the car, which was parked on Main Street in Kilmacrenan, was damaged. It is possible that the vehicle involved was a silver or grey Ford Focus. Anyone with information, including dashcam footage, is asked to contact Gardaí. Swiss officials say they'll be investigating whether anyone bears criminal liability for a fire at a ski resort bar where around 40 people died. They've confirmed the blaze broke out when sparklers in champagne bottles came too close to the ceiling of the venue in Crown, Montana. 119 others were injured during New Year's celebrations. Fire safety expert Arnold Tarling says images appear to show the ceiling had soundproofing foam across it.
One should be able to hold one of those candles against the ceiling and not have the ceiling catch fire. You know, if it's the ceiling's caught fire and spread that rapidly, there is a non-compliance with the regulations, or the regulations are incorrect.
A junior minister has broken ranks over plans to tighten rules on short-term letting. Independent TD Michael Healy-Ray says short-term lets are being wrongly blamed for the housing crisis and the clampdown will hurt tourism-dependent communities. The plans include a new national register and stricter planning rules for short-term lets advertised on platforms like Airbnb, due to take effect from mid-2026. Minister Healy-Ray says many rural properties won't transfer to the long-term rental market.
Taking a property out of long-term let and put it into short-term, doing that now, I have a problem with that. But what I don't like is moving the goalposts in the middle of the game. The traditional people who have been giving an excellent service, they're bringing, whether it's Irish people letting them go on holidays, whether it's people coming from abroad, they're providing a service. They shouldn't be attacked now because they're carrying out a business, because the people that rent their properties, they spend money in the local pubs, shops, tourists, you know. And if you take away all that accommodation, where are those people going to stay? So I have an awful problem with what I'd call government policy attacking that.
A new plan is expected to increase the target number of police officers in Northern Ireland to over 7,500. That's as PSNI officer numbers dropped to just over 6,000 last summer. The target number set in the 1999 Patton Report is 7,500. Liam Kelly from the Police Federation of Northern Ireland says retention is important.
We have those assurances from our government that we're going to get a boost in numbers. The second year and third year of the recovery plan has been budgeted for. What we need to see is the people coming into the service, but people staying in service so that those numbers can grow.
More than 50 international NGOs are warning Israel's recent registration measures will impede critical humanitarian action. 37 non-governmental organisations received notification their registrations would expire at the end of last month. The move triggered a 60-day period for them to end their operations in Gaza and the occupied territories. UNICEF's Kazim Abu says the move is concerning.
This, needless to say, will come with devastating consequences for the vulnerable children, women and men. So it's really of a very serious concern, not only for us in UNICEF, but other UN agencies that also have to depend on these partners to deliver and to become a part of the humanitarian response in the Gaza Strip.
It is 13 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly will be here with a sports update after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 16 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio and Oisin Kelly is here with a sports update.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. The Dr. McKenna Cup season opener is on at the Boxit Athletic Grounds in Armagh this evening. There's a 7 o'clock start for the meeting of Armagh and Tyrone in Section A. Malachy O'Rourke has named the Tyrone team, which sees just two players who started last year's All-Ireland semi-final defeat against Kerry in the lineup, Cormac Quinn and Matty Donnelly, are those two players. While Kieran McGeaney, the Armagh boss, has included seven players in his starting 15 who began their All-Ireland quarter-final clash with Kerry last season as well. Now, Donegal, of course, start in Section C on Sunday, a home tie against neighbours and rivals Derry at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The match starts at 1:30 and we will have full live match commentary from the throw-in right here in Highland. I'll be joined in the commentary position by Brendan Kilcoyne as we cover that game as Jim McGuinness has said, start a brand new year in 2026. Now, if you are going to the game, we have to remind our listeners and those who want to attend the match on Sunday that it is an all-ticket affair. Tickets can be purchased at ulstergaa.ie. So go to the Ulster GAA website for all the details on how to buy your ticket for the game on Sunday and indeed for the rest of the McKenna Cup matches. And we have to remind listeners as well that there will be no ticket sales at the ground on Sunday. They will not be accepting card, they will not be accepting payment, and they will not be accepting cash. You need to buy your ticket beforehand if you want to attend that game on Sunday. And again, if you're not going, tune Highlands Way as from 1:30. Meanwhile, in hurling, the Conor McGurk Cup begins as well, with Antrim facing Armagh and Dunsully. Maggie McCann and Donegal are not in action until next week. And another hurling news, Henry Shefflin has stepped down as Ballyhale Shamrocks manager, head of becoming Kilkenny's under 21 hurling boss. Shefflin led his home club to two All-Irelands in his first stint in charge, but his second spell was ended by a loss to St Martin's in last month's Leinster final. To darts, Luke Littler will aim to book his place in a third consecutive PDC World Darts Championship final this evening. The teenager is a last four showdown with Ryan Searle. The other semi-final is between New World number 3, Gian Van Ven, and two-time winner Gary Anderson. Gian is relishing the opportunity to take on the Flying Scotsman.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, Gary's played a fantastic tournament so far. So have I. So, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the game. Before the tournament, all the pressure was on my first game. Once I got that victory, all the pressure was off my shoulders, and I was just happy to win my first ever game here. And then, you know, for the rest of the tournament, I felt not nervous at all, even before tonight. Didn't feel any pressure. I think that showed, and going to be a great day against Gary, as you said, my idol. So I'm really looking forward to sharing the biggest stage of them all here with him.
In football, Adam Eda is a doubt for the Republic of Ireland's World Cup playoff against Chesnia in March. Swansea manager Victor Matos has confirmed that the striker will be out for a prolonged period of time with a significant hamstring injury. Ireland already without Burnley midfielder Josh Cullen, who has ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament. Up in Scotland, Wilfred Nancy insists he needs time to succeed as Celtic manager, claiming his critics are trying to kill him. The Frenchman heads into tomorrow's Scottish Premiership Old Firm Derby with Rangers under pressure after five defeats in his opening seven matches in charge. Nancy says it's unfair to judge him after 13 training sessions.
Tomorrow the context is a big game. But me, my context is I have only 13 practices with my team. And usually we have 4 weeks of pre-season. So it's totally normal that you guys, you kill me. I'm fine with that because I know where do I want to go.
In the meantime, Celtic have completed the loan signing of fullback Julian Urayu from Bournemouth until the end of the season. The Mexico international goes straight into Nancy's squad ahead of that derby clash with Rangers tomorrow in the Scottish Premiership. And Bournemouth manager Antonio Araujo says Antonio Semenyo's proposed £65 million move to Manchester City is still to be completed. The Gannon winger will be involved in the Premier League game with the leaders Arsenal tomorrow. Crystal Palace have completed the club record signing of Brennan Johnson from Tottenham. They paid £35 million for the Welsh international, who has signed on a 4.5-year deal at Selhurst Park. He will be in the squad for the Premier League trip to Newcastle on Sunday. In the Irish League Premiership this evening, there's a big top-of-the-table clash. The leaders Larne are hosting second-place Coleraine. Kick-off time to that game is at 7:45. And locally, on the junior soccer front, after the Christmas and New Year break, the Donegal Junior League and the Inishowen League are all set to resume this coming weekend. In rugby, Kieran Frawley will start for Leinster against his future employers Connacht in the United Rugby Championship tomorrow. He's been picked at fullback with Sam Prendergast at out half for the reigning champions, who are captained by Dan Sheehan. Tonight, Ulster welcome a much-changed Munster team to Belfast for an Interpro Derby, where the visitors can go top with a win. And finally, in boxing, Irish super featherweight Anthony Cacacci will aim to become a two-time world champion at Dublin's Three Arena in March. The Belfast fighter will take on Liverpool's Jazza Dickens for the WBA title on St Patrick's weekend. Also on the card, Dublin's Pearse O'Leary goes up against Mark Chamberlain for the vacant IBO World Super Lightweight Championship belt. And that is it from the sports desk for today here on Highland. We will, of course, have Saturday sports tomorrow afternoon, kicking off at 3 o'clock. Ryan.
Thanks, Oisín. Agus anois an nucht le Colm Ferreter.
Séwyr ma hasa Colm Ferreter an seolun na príf scéalti. Ta an cáiste na féle sculdrama iocta ag glacu le hirirhish don éile báta rúna nál fíhe fíosa sé gudí an séo láda mí fiora. Agrian an common sculdrama iocta a ta anois fúi húram an oragtas féltse drama iocta fod na tíra con drama trí van na gíriga a spragu agus cor ar an arda Donish Og. Togan na feilche sa jesh na da scholarly bon scholar gus ear bon scholar skelena changa kruhiyakta agus dramiyakta a arberch e jempalukt spragul agus humshul the oskion jai mila poestia e glaku parches na feilche gaplian kaljura her an eila skull dramiyakta chonu hun an all an araclan gidor tusmi marta and sprictata la hentrala na an sheola de mi fiora emliana. Ta bahashnish Neil McGill of Rija Karha Foilanishko Digita Siranashke Erlina. When Antusel Neil McGill of Rija Kyle Amah Dahin Marconivi Changa August Marcomodor Auran Macrobaga Bunkrop and Tea Maureen Buen August and Trocholin Don in a mask. Coruventalier Sivlian Milanige Dugas a Kuig Shokara Anyam Bavishkrifa Engelik Erichar Kapel. Svikas kurcha on le padrig magpirish mar avkhoja ige. Falsiu baha hashnish don keadur nijig milinigedugus a trahus a ni. Neil Koipan a dun lore a foil in a school for lahan a laharna hura. Ata lagan digita dun lore kurta a foilig servishi lore lanya runanol eg an siv korlia an korlia honde. The scheme na failche fihe fiosa se oskulche anish da grupi a chula con jesh o horj difa forbercha yanaver elche alinya na da elementi da elche ata raktal agus a curry vaim frivj man negeliga na a will na halinya mar chodj larna div ejer mi anar agus mi baltanya emliana agus ta shin ta tolisiligar foil ag forest negeliga bonk ie. Sin mahod se eli goléir, banachtaí na blian na uara díh goléir.
And the weather, cold tonight with frost and ice developing under largely clear skies. Scattered showers will continue with further falls of sleet or snow. Lowest temperatures of -2 to 2 degrees in moderate northwesterly winds, fresher near the coast. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with scattered wintry showers continuing. Highest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees in mostly moderate northwesterly winds. A look back at this evening's main stories. There's been a 7% fall in the number of homeless adults seeking emergency accommodation in the northwest and a 12% fall in the number of homeless children. Nationally, however, the numbers have increased. Uisce Éireann have issued a boil water notice for customers in Buncrana supplied by the Slavery treatment plant. Water must be boiled for drinking, food preparation, brushing of teeth and making ice cubes. Uisce Éireann say it's vital that water used for infant formula be boiled and cooled beforehand. Bottled water can also be used, although it is best not to use water labelled natural mineral water due to a potential high salt content. Mid Éireann has issued a yellow weather warning for snow and ice in Donegal, predicting wintry showers with some snow accumulations. This, they say, could lead to hazardous travel conditions and poor visibility. The initial warning is valid from 8 o'clock this evening. And 47% of cars that underwent the NCT in Donegal last year passed the first time round. 58,271 vehicles were tested, 46% failed and 4,457 failed dangerously. Letterkenny facilitated the most tests at 26,742, followed by Donegal Town at almost 15,000. Carndonagh hosted 9,635 tests and nearly 7,000 vehicles were tested in Derrybeg. Nationally, the failure rate was 51%. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, January 2nd. The death has occurred of Bridie Devlin, née McGeoghegan, in Coventry, England, and formerly of Ballybegian, Isle of Doa, Clonmany. Her remains will repose at her daughter Carmel's home, Upper Anaw, Clonmany on Sunday at 2 p.m. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30 a.m. Going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has taken place of Jim Moran, publican, 30 Colmore Point Road, Derry. Jim's remains are reposing at his home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday at 9:20 a.m. to St Columb's Church, Chapel Road, for funeral mass at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Bridie Porter, née Ward, 6 Ulster Cottages, Glebe, Siam Mills, reposing at her home today. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday at 12:45 p.m. for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 1:30 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Paul Burns, 39 Crana View, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 o'clock mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill. Burial will take place in the adjoining graveyard. House private from 9 p.m. tonight. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Greta Margareta Barton Alcorn, née Stuart, 14 New Cottage Road, Dunfanaghy, reposing at her home today until 10 p.m. for family and close friends only, please. Funeral service in the Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Burial afterwards in Clondahorky Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Mary Therese Celine Pattern, Maharacorn, Convoy. Her remains will repose at her late residence today until 10 p.m. Rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from her home tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. going to St Mary's Church, Convoy, for 11 a.m. funeral mass, followed by burial in the old graveyard. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral, and family flowers only. The death has taken place of May Wisely Craig, Gortna Gull, Ballindrate. Her remains will repose at her home today until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from her home tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. going to Ballindrate Presbyterian Church for 2 p.m. service of thanksgiving for her life, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Bridie Marley, née Harkin, of Clohanmore, Clohan. Bridie's remains will repose at her home today until rosary at 9 p.m. House private at all other times and on the morning of the funeral. Removal tomorrow to Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glen Finn, for Requiem Mass at 1 p.m. Service of interment afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery, Glen Finn. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Michael Pigeon Donaghy, 29 Columban Terrace, Strabane. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Roisin Panting, née McElhenney, Gortnamara, Carndonna. Roisin's remains will be reposing at her home from 6 p.m. this evening, with family, friends and neighbours welcome. Removal from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Carndonna Community Hospice Fund, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.